Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anthony Haney on Vibes. We appreciate and we thank all of you that were able to deal with Linnell Willingham in for the rooster, Cock-a-doodle-doo, who's in Barcelona. Can you see the rooster in Barcelona? Can you imagine it?
Oh, he's definitely unhinged.
Here's the question. What is he wearing?
What is he wearing?
What is he wearing?
He's probably wearing a plaid shirt. Probably has on some jeans.
So he's wearing the same thing he wears every day.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Pretty much.
So there'll be no uniform alteration. But interesting, once again, man, we're so privileged to have so much content that we don't have to really come in here and press our brains. Yesterday, Veterans Day, I do think we recognize the significance. You know, when you're young, everything, the holidays are, what are they? They're a day out of school. It's a day off. And as you get older, you start to understand what people sacrificed for us to get that day off. And it's a day off to recognize those that were all in. And there wasn't no bickering about who's going to charge, who's going to do what, all in. And it seems like as we talk about our local football team, the question is, are we going to be all in the next time they put their hand in the dirt? You know, I've heard a lot. We got to Nick Ashew, I feel like one of my guys, because I got a chance to torture him his rookie year. As you do, you know, the frat, young guy comes in on a job, you make it as hard as possible in a pleasant way to help him be the best he can be, and Ashew nailed it. I'm so proud of Nicholas, man. He's just a bad dude, man. He really is. He's got a good project going on now with his little garage entertainment gig he's got going for sports fans. And so we got to roll yesterday. It seemed like 5 or 6 hours. And it was really, really good to talk to the number of people that we were able to talk to. And everybody's in a sour mood, and you should be. Not because you didn't win the game, but how you're playing. That's the most troubling thing to me. Somebody's just better, they're just better. If we're playing some receiver, we just can't stop it, Jerry Rice. You're too young for Jerry.
To have seen him?
But to really have understood what kind of beast he was. Did you grasp him? Megatron, did you get a chance? That's too long for you, right?
No, I got to see Megatron too, man.
So, but did you see how he operated?
Yeah.
There ain't a whole bunch of people that can come out on the field and there's nothing you can do to stop him. How many dudes have you seen like that? There's nothing you can do to stop them. That's the problem. And I feel like now, if you got a really strong running game, how are we going to stop them? People come in here just to experience that we're going to use them. Let's just try this and see what happens, Bill. All right. 5 plays, 6 yards. What Detroit did, now you know Caveman took over. He didn't like what was going on. See, and I don't want you to think I got a thing against creativity. I don't. I just got a thing against losing. Matter of fact, you can eat a strawberry milkshake during the game if you want to, as long as we win. But when I go backwards and I go, well, wait a minute. What are most of the best? When the coach took over, he went and started calling plays. He just had one coordinator, just went and got a new job. What did Coach Caveman not like about what was going on? It wasn't physical enough for him. He understands the personality of his team. We're in week 9, so I'll make this week 10. Whatever you want to make it. And I have still asked the same question. Who are we? Offensively, what's our personality? And I think more people, I don't think it's a unanimous decision on this, but I guarantee you there's many people will say we go sideways first rather than going straight ahead. All I want to be known for is that we go straight ahead, that we establish the line of scrimmage in the first series, and we're not scared. We're coming at you. If you can deal with it, good for you. If you can't, we're going to do it until you call timeout. Because I don't have a play chart. I don't go over my first 15 plays. You know why? Because they're all the same if you can't stop it. If you can't stop it, then it'll be 50 gut 10 times until we score and the band comes out to play. I don't want to be creative. I want to be dominant. So when the coach says he's going to move, I didn't know which side of the ball he was going on. Y'all act like you knew it. Oh, it's automatic. Coach is going to take over the defense. I didn't know. Why don't he take it all over? He's the head coach. I don't expect you to think like I think. You haven't been through what I've been through. But I am trying to share this with you again for the 17,000th time. This is a very basic game once you slow it down and try to establish who's the biggest, strongest, fastest. That's my evaluation. If I'm not the biggest, strongest, and fastest, that's my fault because I get to design the team. I get to pick the players I want. There's no way out of this. You pick the players. You pick the people to train them. Well, I want to be the bearer of bad news, but we got to disconnect. Because if we got the right players, then that means then the people training them aren't the best in the world at what they do. It's got to be one or the other. Oh, you didn't get the players you wanted. Well, why not? You picked them. See, there's no way out. Not with me, it isn't. Very basic. Nothing personal. Praying for all of you. Would like nothing better than for you to win it all. Because it makes my job fun. It's more fun. I don't like misery Mondays. It sucks. The question is now, when am I going to not have one? When is the next time I'm going to come in here on a Monday and be in a good mood? I know nobody can answer that. Because I go with what they go. I'm in it with them. I want to be right in the middle of this. And going, what? How many snaps do you think? How many carries do you think Rodriguez will get on game day? I'm going to ask you, you're a Syracuse man.
I mean, I'm hoping it's more than 6.
I didn't ask you what you were hoping for. How many do you think he'll get? And you say 6.
I mean, realistically speaking.
So you don't think they have no chance to win?
Against the Dolphins?
How can your power back only get 6 carries if you think they're going to win the game? What are they going to do then?
I guess pass the ball.
Don't think they're
going to
win.
I think we can win. I don't think we are going to win. To be honest, Doc.
That's fair.
I don't want us to win.
And now, when I hear people say that, I'm so intrigued by why.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, so mathematically speaking right now, yes, we can one out, we can go 10-7.
So the same people that have designed this roster for you right now.
Yeah.
That has as many holes in it as John Wayne movie. You want them to have another shot at the apple.
I don't want us to win out. I don't think we will win out, for one. But
why?
Because, Doc, I'm again, curious. Being in the middle gets us nowhere. Either you're bad, so you can get a top five pick, or you're in the middle, which serves us no good, or you actually end up, you know, going to the playoffs. And I don't think we're going to the playoffs, because when I look at the teams like the Bears, you look at a team like, can't even say the Falcons. The Falcons are going the wrong way.
You shouldn't have said the Bears. But
who
anyway.
Else have we lost to? I mean, the Packers. Oh, we lost to the Packers. They might not win their division. We lost to the Lions. Might not win their division. So these are teams that are possibly going to be in the wild card. And guess what? They have the head-to-head against us already. So even if we do win out, we're going to be praying that, you know, teams go 9-8
right.
or something along those lines.
I agree.
And I don't think we're going to beat the Eagles twice. I just don't see that happening. So again, I don't want us to be in the middle. I don't want us to be 9-8, 8-9. That gets us nowhere. That gets us a top 12, top 14, top 15 pick.
You're the Steelers.
If we lose out, guess what, Doc? We go out and get that difference maker that you guys want with a top five pick. Everyone's talking about, oh, we need a guy on the defensive line that wreaks havoc.
Yeah, you need somebody that doesn't say a word but plays like a Tasmanian devil.
And guess what? We ain't getting him if we go out here and win all these games. So, like, I don't mind losing out, to be honest. Like, if they want to coach so bad where we are, you know, losing games, all right. That's why I was low-key shocked
if
DQ even took over.
Like the Wizards, maybe you could convince me. Because if you lose 108-109, are you going overtime against somebody with more talent?
Yeah, it's competitive losing.
Now we're talking about something.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to buy into wanting to lose.
No. I ain't saying we need to keep getting blown out. That's crazy.
But the way the Wizards, who they've got me, I'm on the bridge now. I'm walking back over. Because I have not believed in any of the things they do or how they do it. I don't believe in that. But they got me now.
Yeah.
Because, they landed a predator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
See, this all goes by the groceries. The meal, some cooks can outcook bad groceries. But for the most part, the better the product, the better the taste.
Yeah.
And what I love about these lotteries or whatever, it's false hope. People think just because we've been there since I've been here, and it hasn't worth really amounted to much at all. One mini run and losing to the Celtics or losing to Chicago or whatever. When I'm watching OKC do, when I'm watching Masterminds put together club and how they select, it takes about 100 people in your organization all on the same page. G League, everything they do, they have 3 sets of players at Oklahoma City. It is absolutely one of the most extraordinary things I've ever witnessed. From where they were dog manure, they were like where we are. But nobody stays stuck on stupid as long as we've been on it. And that's a problem. Because you have maybe 4 or 5 years to flip this. Mm-hmm. Not 10.
Yeah.
You don't repeat it. But so I now am watching the Wizards with an unrenowned, with a joy. I did. Part of me, I got to break it. It's a bad habit. I just want to win. I almost wanted to win last night. And I go, that's not really in your best interest. But if I lose at the buzzer, I'm going to live with this and be proud. Because they know that we was up in them.
I ain't gonna lie, that's a bad loss though, Doc.
I know they gave it up,
but I'm glad we did end up, you know, losing.
I know they gave it up.
I feel like if this was a season where, you know, we actually wanted to win games, and you have a collapse like that,
you throw up.
Yeah, that's a horrible loss. But I'm fine with it. Yeah. Like,
but this team,
we're showing that
the football team right now is, because a lot of people, and I don't know if you got a chance to hear Big L, if you were anywhere in the country,
was he yelling?
Oh my God. He hit his highest decibels today. Today is the angriest he's ever sounded.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he's really on a roll now. And he's on a roll because of his age won't allow him to understand. He's been deprived so long. And the Jets had just a hint of success last year. And to have it gone this quick, I'll be honest, I thought it'd be a gradual decline. I did not think that we'd fall off a ship this year. But as I go back, and if you look at it and you try to figure, well, where did they go wrong? Where do you think they went wrong?
Commanders?
The Commanders are here for a reason.
Yeah.
They're here for a reason. They had all the momentum in the world. They lose to Philadelphia. Philadelphia only had the best running game in history of the game, and you had everything going for you. Then you start off, and it starts off in the offseason.
Yep.
And you got to pay attention. And then where did they lose the mojo? What happened? What didn't they manage? What did they do wrong? And this is how you figure out how will you avoid doing it again.
Mm.
You got some top 100 picks that right now are duds.
Yep.
So is the grocery shopping, as it's referred to often, how'd your crop look? How's your crop look?
Yeah.
Why are you not as good as you were a year ago? Well, your quarterback got hurt. Well, that's why you got 2 of them.
Yep.
Well, the O-line is better. No, they haven't. They haven't been garbage. They've exceeded expectations by my calendar.
Yeah.
All right, and you flipped over some things. Well, what happened?
I mean,
what happened? Why are you where you are? If you can't identify that, guess what? You're going right back to it again. Oh, well, the coach just decided to take over there. Oh, he wasn't in the room in the defensive meetings? Well, he's going to take over the side. Like, well, wait a minute. Oh, so he's out selling season tickets while they're having defensive practice, what you're saying? Well, no. So you're saying he was there? So he's witnessed every one of these practices. And the guy that he picked, handpicked to do this, and he's still there too. So what's the difference? You mean he saw something he didn't like and he didn't jump in and correct it? What are you saying to me? What are you trying to say? What is this? He got bluffed. He allowed the public to bluff him into doing this. Bad move by my account. I'll stand strong with that. Because in DQ, we trust. Strength is in your belief. You no longer believe? What happened? What changed your belief? He said, well, Joe, he needs to be on the field. He's on the field every day of practice. He's in every meeting. It's not like he was on a spaceship and then he just beams down the cup. He's been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tackle well. Who's teaching tackling? You don't run the ball. Well, you run as hard as you can. You're just slow. Well, who picked him? You guys keep letting people get off the hook, and you'll stay stuck on stupid. Every action is a reaction. You didn't react. When Philadelphia opened the game up, pinned you, you couldn't set, you ain't set an edge since I had an afro. And that boy damn near scored on the first play of the game. Philadelphia is not afraid of you, yet you've played them as well as anybody has played them. Read the tea leaves. You don't get off blocks well. You don't fill gaps well. Are they not being taught, or do you not have the right people to do it? It's either or, Slim. It's not multiple choice. It's A or B. And then once you identify, what are you going to do about it? Well, DQ, he's going to call the plays. All right. What happens if they get stonewalled? What happens if they get gutted this week? What's that big guy going to be screaming and howling about Sunday night? Or Sunday afternoon, excuse me. Sunday afternoon. What's next? Who do you try to cover up for next? You got dudes not disciplined who getting kicked out of the game. Dude, you my biggest dude, Slim. I'm going into a street fight. You with my butcher knife. Now I got to get a plastic fork. Because you couldn't help getting slapped, but you're getting blocked, but you couldn't handle it. What's the difference? And you're playing pretty good. I've been a big fan of House of Pain. How do you let your boys go to battle without you? Did he not know the rule? What happens? Oh, he's the same guy that got into a melee on Dallas, right? And he one of the two characters are in a fight during the game. So you fight each other. Then you fight the opponent. You got an anger management problem? If that's the case, why wasn't that detected? We own everything, right? Anytime, any place. Well, where's it at? When are you going to be accountable for what you say? You told us. We didn't ask you. You told us, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. You looking at me like, what am I doing? I'm calling a spade a spade. And I'm saying, who are you? Are you an imposter or are you the real deal? If you're the best in the we've seen him. He's a hell of a defensive coordinator. Then why aren't you the defensive coordinator? Why aren't you doing what you do best? Obviously, there's a reason for it. I've seen flag games and people tackle better. So what are you saying? And who's paying attention? Why are you laughing? Did you see them boys running against them?
Yeah.
They want to play us. Ain't a running back in America that doesn't want us on the schedule. So, I got more coming in the offseason. You won't be able to keep – I won't be quiet next offseason. I was quiet. Like, I gave him respect. You got W's. Well, who am I to say? What the hell? I don't know. I trust you. You've lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to prove everything to me. You got to show it to me. Because some of this is uncalled for. Because you had the right to pick whomever you wanted to that was available. And you made those decisions. So what your scouting report sleep and switch? I saw these guys play. Well, I saw Cynic play his butt off. Why isn't he doing it here? So you're telling me the college people got more out of him than the pro people can? Really? You can't blame poor quarterback plays. You've been able to blame that forever here. Can't do it now. So you tell me. I need some answers right now. is to figure out what we got to do to get back on the good foot, because I don't accept losing without me being confrontational, because this soft peddling, we bleed burgundy and gold, and we do till our blood runs cold, but only if I respect your leadership. And right now, you got some answers to give, and I need to get to it quick. 301-230-0980 is the number. DOC on a hot microphone, super producer Anthony Haney, and your calls when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the X app, just saw two of my favorites, Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge, and Chris Russell, super celebrity. They merged at an airport unannounced and ran into each other. Yeah, so I told Toby be able to get a photograph and a signed picture from Rooster Force.
That's dope, man. That's really lit.
Yeah, that is. That's, hey, man, small world. Small world if you want it to be. It is, once again, we're dealing with the week trying to put it together as to why we didn't win. And we're wondering when we will win again. And if we're successful, who will be the leader, the leading group? We're going to win because the offense gets it together. The defense stops the opponent. Teams breaks one. They've had good runs. Maybe they'll break one and we'll score. We'll start off with Little. Little, get straight to the point, brother. Can we roll it?
What's going on? Let's shout out to Ant-Man number two. Let me say this, man. I'm gonna get y'all everybody at DMV hit up. Oh, Big Earl, call me. You know, Big Earl. Got a cousin. I got a lot of family down in 505.
We hear it, Lil. You say the same damn thing every day. Of course, we know you do.
No, let me say this. I don't know if you're listening. He said the Dolphins hold the record. He called me a couple of days ago. Saying they're gonna put up 90 on 80. They're gonna try to break the record. Put up 80 on us. But let me say
80
this,
points.
I was telling Ant-Man, hold on, let me finish. Because that big fella, you keep getting underscore. Big BTP underscore keep cutting people off. You can't even finish your sentence. And it's kind of sad, man. I'm going to make it quick. Doc, since the California, since the Chargers game, we ain't ran the counter trade not one time. They tanking, man.
Did it still in the offense?
They tanking. Listen, hear me out, man. I'm gonna get off the line. They tanking, man. As simple as that. When is 85 fumble the ball from a snap?
Little.
That kid, when he say he lost,
little.
Focus.
You
that
think they're doing this
the
on purpose?
Time all
look,
last year.
You know I love you, but you think they're doing this on purpose? They're not
good enough to tank.
They can't sync their system together to tank.
Hold on, Doc. Listen to this now. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna see if y'all can find figure all me out on this one.
All right.
Seattle game, we start off with the ball. We get 8 yards on the first down. We pass on second. We try to pass on second. We try to pass on third. We get nothing. We 1, 2, 3 out. Same thing with this game as this pass. 8 yards, and then we pass on second, pass on third. And then the other team go on a 9, 10-yard drive. And guess what? Our defense, it's a wrap after that. They ain't got nothing left. Come back out on the field again. You first play the game, you try to pass again instead of trying to establish.
Deal. Tell us something we don't know, Little. You repeating the stuff, the same stuff we're talking about. Am I listening to myself, Anthony? Seriously, tell me. I love Little. He just repeated what we said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bonesy, help me help a brother out, man.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Shout out to my main man, Ant. I'm gonna give a shout out to my homeboy Little from Southeast, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, Doc, man. You know, it was a time, man. You know that the Lions couldn't beat us, man. You know, the Lions. We had a hell of a record against the Lions, man. The Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah, so did the rest
of the
league.
I'm at the game, right, Doc? You know, and I'm outside, you know, I ain't even going into the building, you know. I got 2 tickets, you know, that I got from my ex-girlfriend, and I'm trying to sell them. I couldn't even sell the tickets, man. It was plenty, plenty, plenty Detroit. I'm talking about they came from the hood and from Detroit. I'm talking about they brought the women now. I mean, it was like Landover was Detroit, you know. I mean, it's sad, man, you know, and, you know, I hear it on the radio, about, you know, Jaden, you know, he ain't stopping no damage, you know, he on IR. Man, don't bring Jaden back, man. Let that man sit down and watch the game. Let him marinate with us. Let him think so he can get himself together for next season, man. That's where I'm at, man.
The beauty about our format is that everybody gets the right to express themselves. Whether you're right or wrong is only within the opinion of yourself.
But they burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
The burgundy and gold. They are not that C word to me. They are the burgundy and gold. Burgundy and gold.
But I'm never going to vote.
And die with them.
I'm never going to vote for a man that's healthy not to play.
Yeah.
That ain't going to never happen. He's been doing this his whole life, his size. He ain't got no problems playing this game. He's tough enough, fast enough, athletic enough to get it done. I can't live with that premise. What are you predicting? What are you protecting him from? You got the same damn people in charge. They'll be in charge next year. What the hell are you talking about not playing him? That's not the answer in my book. If the answer is to get different people in control of his outcome. What the hell are you going? We're not going to play him, Nick. And the same people is running your offense? Boo-hoo, I ain't buying that. But you have the right to do that. Don't let me talk you off the lift. You sound like BTP. Bonesy, we ain't got to agree on everything. We brothers no matter what. But football players play in football games. If they don't have the intel over there to protect him, that's on them. If they don't have the people over there that can go down and catch passes from him, that's on them. They misread their own team. They devalued that kid McLaurin. And look what happened. And some stuff just happens. Everybody's not healthy the entire year. We're making excuses for him. It's 53-man roster. Coach him up, pick better people, and move on, or let somebody else go and play. These excuses are ridiculous. Appreciate hearing from you. Rome, you're next.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I just wanted to say this real quick. My father loves you, man, and I love you now. And I know why listening to you. You give it to us no BS, and you give it to us straight, no chaser. Ain't no book BS trying to tell us be polite to people. And I love that. That's why I listen to you. You're 100% correct. I believe the man we sitting in the grocery store to go shopping with a whole pocket full of money, mm-hmm. going to the markdown discount and abused product section. He's scared to buy the name brand stuff. So really right now, he is not valuing players. He's valuing coaching. And the coaching we got is not what we need. So we got to get to a point where we picking pit bulls that's not all choir boys and not all captains of everything, and pick some pit bulls that can play. And as you say, we need to be more aggressive. But we got to get some coaches, a man that's going to pick our players properly, and some coaches that's going to change the playbook to match the players that we have, so that when we put plays in, we're not putting plays in that they can't run, and we're looking crazy running the same plays. We got a coaching in a grocery shop a problem.
I ain't mad. Appreciate you, Rome. AP, you are next.
Brandon Jerk, what up, Doc?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I should have started earlier. But I thought they had kind of put me to sleep thinking, okay, I think they understand what they got going. They got people doing what they want them to do. And now this. We're begging people to tackle. We're begging people to rush the passer. We're begging people to set an edge. Why isn't that just instinctively done? What the hell is going on in practice?
Hey, Doc, the culture, the prisoners might be running the asylum again, as you used to say.
Yeah, well, I just know the outcome is not acceptable. This is just not acceptable.
This is my thing. It really isn't. But this is my thing, too, Doc, when it comes to traditional football. Because I've been noticing this, and, you know, it was cute in the beginning, but this whole choosing the captain thing every week, like, and then the guy that you choose as captain last week is the one getting ejected out the game. Captains supposed to set the example. Mm-hmm. Captains are supposed to get everybody else in line. Those are your lieutenants. Under your general, those are your lieutenants. Those are the people keeping the troops as a whole to execute. They're keeping them grounded. They're keeping the morale up. They're setting the example. One thing they got to change is this whole choosing the captain every week. Identify your captains in the off season or mini camp, training camp, OTAs, whatever, and then roll with them. And then if you got to choose a new one next year, so be it. That's what's got to change. Because you don't have an identity when you keep choosing captains. And it just showed this past Sunday. You don't have an identity. And it starts at the top.
I would love to argue.
Like the last caller said.
Yeah, I would love to argue with you, but I can't. First of all, there are not that many. There's just not that many captains on the planet. Leadership, you know, it's born. It's developed in your mother's womb. What the hell are you talking about? Everybody can't do it. That McLaurin kid was a leader, and he hadn't been there. What they might have slept on was the power and the impact he has off the field. He's a natural-born leader. This guy led them out of that dugout every single game, and I slept on that, not realizing, because we just don't think of wide receiver type of guy. This dude is different, and a lot of people misled it. But it's about depth. He didn't pick the depth. He didn't pick the depth. What I don't want, no damn excuses at all. I want you to play your butt off. If you're not good enough to win, you're just not good enough to win. But everybody's got to be identified. Who's not doing their job? I've not heard one person reject a check yet. Not the players, not the coaches, not the staff. Not one person has donated their game check to charity. So what does that tell you? That tells you they're satisfied with their performance. They feel like it was worthy of the check they received, right?
Apparently so, Doc.
And they walk in the building, and nobody sent somebody to pick it up for them. They bold enough to go get it themselves. And that's why I'm going, hell is going on? We just giving away money, and you don't have to perform for it? It's a hell of a deal. They got any more openings? Hell, we need to have a tryout.
Hey, Doc,
I appreciate you, man.
They said this is the best 53 they had, Doc.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and maybe they'll turn it around.
Yeah.
But if they don't,
hopefully,
it's going to be documented. Appreciate you, AP. We got time for Rob?
Yes, sir.
You know, Anthony loves it. I ask him if we have time because I see him swell up. He swells up like a blowfish. Every time I say that, like he's got some authority. Like he's the man. He's just over there smiling. Rob, welcome home.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I've been better. I don't like to have to do this, but that's just the climate now, and somebody's got to fix it because I'm not going to stay stuck on stupid and go through another rotten season with people that I think have talent but want to do it under their terms.
Well, I'm with you, Doc. You know, we need answers, I know, but if we were giving them answers, I'd say, line, defensive line, get up here and run 50 times and get your doggone hands up in the air when somebody's trying to pass. Defensive line, get in your gap and move forward. Ends, set the edge. Don't take the wrong angle. And Luvu, same for you, brother.
Anthony, these are basics.
Offense.
You know what homeboy
learn
is saying?
Learn the plays.
Basics.
When you need 10 yards, don't cut out at 8, and don't do the slip and fall when
basics.
You get the ball. Get the 10 yards.
This is embarrassing.
I'm just tired of
watching. No, but you just hitting up basics. We heard this speech in Pop Warner. We heard this speech in high school. We heard it in college.
Exactly.
You didn't say anything odd. You simply pointed out the basics. So let me get this right. You got a $3 million kitchen, and you're feeding them three meals a day, and you can't get the basics out of them? I say you got Coach Candy Cane. Sounds like that's a hell of a deal over there. They're passing out candy? At what point are the people going to be worthy of what you're paying them and what you're paying for? Don't get me going on that. I want to know an evaluation is that. Where did we go wrong? Same crew, just won a bunch of games. What happened? Where did we go wrong?
Yeah, but
who's missing? How long is it going to take to figure this out? How much time do you have?
But again, I don't think they have the answers. That's why I'm not sure the man in charge or should be the man in charge. I'm not calling for firing, but you got to question and make them be accountable.
Yeah, I thought that was basic, but maybe it's not. They say you never take anything for granted in childbirth. I get you. Thank you so much for the call.
Well, it is basic. Thanks, man.
It is. You got it. It is 4:48 here in the nation's capital. Everybody thinks it's easy to win. I get the biggest kick out of listening to people who have never won anything talk about winning. What do you think? There's a book? If there was a book that you could read and it would transform you into a winner, it'd be a bestseller. Be a bestseller. Hadn't happened yet. Most times you win, the people involved in winning, you consider them nuts. Come on, you know I'm right. You consider them nuts. He's crazy, man. I'm crazy. Yeah, because he runs the hell out of you. He makes you live. He makes you do everything you don't want to do to protect yourself in battle. So that when you get in the game, you can play through the game. I'm not mad at him. But them veteran days off, you know how often I've heard about that? People come, hey, man, Doug, why? I mean, a lot of guys got days off. I say, he's a nice guy. Hell, I wish I had had him in my life when I was getting older. How's it working on the scoreboard? Say, well, I've heard you all say, well, yeah, the veterans, they like it. Do they like winning? And are they a liability or an asset? Either or. What are you? Everybody runs out of talent eventually in this league. You're supposed to accelerate their advancement as the management. You go when I say you go because you're done. Not when you want to go because ain't nobody smart that's good at this would ever walk away from it. They call it still a year. You heard of that? It's called still a year. You make the most money you've made and it's the least amount of things you do. You feel me? Don't be a sucker. Everybody's got to earn their stripes for us to win. And if we're not winning, then I'm going youth movement. I can tell you that right now. I say thank you for your services. You got the bag. I'm going youth service. I can lose with toddlers. I don't need to have the oldest team in the league and get my ass kicked week after week. That is unacceptable. 4:51 here in the nation's capital. Anthony Haney behind the glass. He looks a little shell-shocked. I have to try to limit myself because I don't want anybody to associate me with that big guy that sits here a lot. Jonesy, appreciate your patience, man. What's on your mind?
Doc, first of all, let me just say, when you bring on the Varsity Edition, you got to stay the course. You cannot dial it down because you might have big.
I know. It's just, I know it's hard for everybody. Not everybody's built for success. That's the other thing. Not everybody's built for success. You earn that. You prove that. Or you don't. You either own the team, make the play, or you don't. I got a chance to spend Saturday with Mark Mosley, one of my favorite teammates of all time. How many kickers you know that became MVP in the league of football? Orangeman, I bet you don't know any, do you? How many kickers MVP?
Mark Mosley?
Oh, you just heard me say it. Okay, that was bad. Bad on me.
I saw your notes when you walked to the bathroom.
That's right, you did. You know what? I got to start taking my notes. You and Linnell. Linnell's, he'll steal in broad daylight. He'll take your nickname. He'll take anything he can from you. Mark Mosley is just absolutely a badass. MVP, kicker. And Bostic, Theismann, that three guys involved in it, World Grant did some snapping. Love this dude, man, because he's a football player. And he understood special teams. Our best players, Mike Nelms, Pro Bowler, return man, kicker, little things, man. You have to be good at things that people don't focus on. That's how you build. And the champions who lose five in the first five games, it's like learning how to skate. You own your behind more than you own your skates. But down the road, you start feeling a little bit closer and closer. Question is, how hungry are you? Teams were hungry for victory because it had escaped you so long. And again, how many of you listening right now can think of your championship moment? Do you realize that most people listening have never won a championship in their lifetime, but yet will be some of the most aggressive callers ever? And you know who you are. And I ain't mad at you. Because you are abnormal if you're winning. Most people don't. They get the bag. But they can never say or share memories about the championship parade. Every time we talk about the Nats, what we talk about? 219. We still reference Wes Unseld. And the Bullet. Them memories are never erased. What memories stay forever? Championships. We spent a segment on this show today talking about Les Bullet because of the orchestrating this run. Now I call it a real movement because I can finally see that they've got at least one chess piece that is mandatory if you're ever going to be crowned champion. You have to have an alien-like environment and a dude that's just abnormal. All that normalcy, that don't mean nothing. If you don't have somebody that is highly unusual, athletic freak, and has a will to succeed, all you are is entertainment. I could order a band in and entertain my audience just as well. 4:55. We take a quick break. We come back. Anthony Haney, he's been quiet as a church mouse today, and that's what happens because, once again, he was in second place in our picks, NFL picks. Anthony, it's okay. You might win 1 week this season. I'm going to let you know that right now. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.